Hands-on, let's explore the top keypad of the stream. Starting at the bottom rounded end of the stream, you will find three keys. These are the rewind key on the left, the fast forward key on the right, and the play stop key in the middle. You press the play stop to start and stop playback. You press and hold the rewind and fast forward keys to move quickly backward or forward. The longer you hold them down, the farther you will move in the book. Stream will announce how far you are moving. Between the announcements, Stream will play a small clip of the book to give you a clue of your location. Instead of holding down the rewind and fast forward, you can press and release them. Each single press will move you backward or forward 5 seconds, which is a quick way to repeat or skip a few words. When reading computer text files, press and release the rewind or fast forward in order to back up or advance a line at a time. Press and hold rewind or fast forward to move backward or forward in percentage jumps. Above the play stop is the sleep key. Press it successive times to set a 15, 30, 45, or 60-minute timer, after which the stream will shut off. This is a useful way to prevent the book from playing to the end if you might fall asleep. Above the sleep key is a raised horizontal line. Above this line is a telephone-style number pad. The number 5 key has a raised dot. The 2 and 8 keys are used as up and down arrow keys, while the 4 and 6 are used as left and right arrow keys. For example, the 2 and 8 keys move up or down through the book's navigation menu. Depending on the type of book you're reading, this menu will offer choices such as Level 1, Level 2, Page, Paragraph, Sentence, Word, or Character. Use these up and down keys to explore what navigation levels are available in your book. Then, use the 4 or 6 keys to jump back or forward at your chosen navigation level. The other number keys also have special functions. Press key 1 multiple times to choose your bookshelf. Then press key 4 or 6 to move backward or forward on the bookshelf to find your book. Press and hold key 1 to open the built-in Stream user guide. Key 3 is used to delete books or files. Key 5 is called Where Am I? It gives you information about your current reading position in the book. Key 7 is the menu key to change player settings. You can also press and hold key 7 to change between the two built-in computer voices. Key 9 lets you enable or disable random play of your music. Key 0 gives you information about your book and the stream. On the left of key 0 is the star or cancel key, and on the right is the pound or confirm key. You can press and hold the star key to lock the keypad, and then unlock it again by pressing keys 1, 2, 3 in sequence. Above key 1 is the go-to key. You press the go-to key multiple times to allow entry of a page, heading, or other element you want to jump to in the book or file. You enter the desired number and press the play key. Not all books have page numbering. However, you can still press the go-to key multiple times to choose to enter a heading number, a percentage to jump to in the text file, or a time to jump to in an audiobook. Press the key multiple times when you change books or files to learn what choices are available. If you press the go-to key accidentally, just press the cancel key to the left of key 0. Above key 3 is the bookmark key. Press this key multiple times to insert, remove, go to, or browse bookmarks. If you press the bookmark key accidentally, just press the cancel key. A quick way to explore the keys is to simply remove the memory card. Then you can press any key, and the stream will simply announce its function rather than performing the function. Your Stream's Keypad, a universe of reading and listening at your fingertips.